tell me about the work that you did for which you were recognized with this award, please.
Yeah, first I want to make it clear that it was a team award with the Office of Naval Research, Naval Research Laboratory folks in the program office in NAVC IWS-2, as well as NAVC activities such as NSWC Crane and Dahlgren. So there was quite a few members on this team. But this team put together a plan to take things from science and technology early on development and work closely with the technical experts in working the multifunction EW program and making sure that it was ready, that we had technology that was affordable and open and allowed us to compete and save money when we put in the acquisition so we can get it into the fleet users. And so what I did, I worked with their technical lead expert, Greg Tavick, at the Naval Research Laboratory on their major reviews, and during their process with Northrop Grumman to develop the technology to prove that it was ready to move into acquisition so we got things out timely, on time and on schedule and on budget for the acquisition, which is currently almost completed right now. So between that and prepping for a major at-sea test event as part of the RIMPAC exercises out in Hawaii back in 08, we're all large parts of what we did in POIWS, the program office, to make sure that the transition of technology from NRL and ONR was ready for acquisition to the fleet.
So a lot of moving parts there. Ted, what were the most difficult issues that you had in getting from where you started to where you wound up to the successful stage that you're at right now?
The biggest part is to make sure that their requirements they're doing in early on technology development is going to meet and evolve properly in timing to meet the end fleet user needs, because technology moves so rapidly in the commercial environment that our government process is a little bit slower to make sure we're meeting the right marks, that making sure that technology evolves and the schedules and everything and it meets the critical warfighting needs is a very difficult process to meet. So That was a very difficult part of the process.
Yeah, and I hear that from people across government. It's not just in the military, that you almost have to think ahead and anticipate where technology could go any one of a number of different ways based on your understanding of the acquisition process. You have to be expert in two separate processes, technology and acquisition.
And that's where this award really stood out, the team, is that the technology development team worked very closely with the acquisition development team. So when things would spin from one technology level to a next, kind of analogous to a computer going from an i3 to an i5 processor, that the technology was ready at the right point so that there was no gap between a facility like ONR developing technology and us in the program office getting it ready for the fleet. So there was a real key team cross-communication through the whole process that really made it work.
Ted Jung of the Naval Sea Systems Command, a winner of a Naval Acquisition Excellence Award. How'd you find out you got it, you and your team?
Yeah, there was a series of emails went out from the program manager for the actual acquisition program. He sent it out to us. I was not aware that it was coming or anything like that. So we found out via email, as a lot of the things these days we find out. So,
what did you take away from this process that you can apply to other potential challenges that maybe aren't acquiring the same kind of technology, or maybe not even acquiring technology, but that the principles that you used would apply in another environment?
I think there were a few key principles. One is that during the technology development phase, they kept it open, and they bought all the data rights so that we could compete and easily move modules in and out and keep competition to keep the cost down for the government. And probably the second biggest thing was that we had technical people from the acquisition side working with during the technology phase, and then we used them as part of our source selection and contract process to make sure that we understood the technology that we were going to acquire to provide to the fleet. So that close collaboration between the early technology people at places like Office of Naval Research and the PEO in the program office was really the key to make it work.
You stole that collaboration word that I was going to use, and because I hear it all the time in these kinds of success stories, where it's not just a collaboration before, it's during and after the process too.
And that's correct. And to impose having a respect for what needs to be done during each phase is different, and trying to understand each other's values and core thing that we need to be successful on both sides of that development was big for both teams here.